Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I look forward to it every week. It is Friday at 11:20, which is the time when you get to hear from B. Scott and his thoughts. B. Scott, what's happening, man?
I will be tremendously disappointed if at the trade deadline, the Astros end up going the starting pitcher route. And this is in part from, I think it was you, Lopez, yeah, who said you're leaning towards starting pitcher in terms of their priorities or where you want them to focus.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm dismissing the importance of it, the need for it, the urgency, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's just disappointing if that's where they end up having to land or where they end up landing, given how much they already have in this space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So it's, we're talking priority of left-handed bat versus plug-and-play starter, just a guy that you can just bring in and he can fit into the middle of your rotation somewhere after, of course, Fromber and Hunter Brown, right?
Yeah.
Who can be that third guy? That's a question that we've been asking for weeks now. Who is that third guy? We think it could be Lance McCullers, but he's not the same Lance McCullers. Is that guy still in there? I know, Reggie, you were just kind of hitting on that earlier in the show. Like, it feels like, and this is me kind of being in my feels, though. It feels like between Lance McCullers and all of these dudes that are duct taped and bandaged on the injured list that have either had Tommy John or a freak accident with their hand or thumb or whatever the hell it is with Spencer Arrighetti. It's like between this collection of guys, it should save you from having to go out and spend a tremendous amount of capital on another starting pitcher when it feels like you got 50-11 of them, right? Or you should at least have a couple or I don't know, one that shows up and is effective for you. Now, the left-handed bat thing is different because even before the Yordan catastrophe, right? Even before Yordan's hand messes up and he's missing, I've lost track how many games, 60, 70 plus at this point. Mm-hmm. Hasn't played since, was it May 2nd? I think it was the last time we saw Yordan Alvarez.
That's correct.
Even before that, he wasn't playing up to Yordan Alvarez standards. And even then, even if he was, they didn't have the left-handed bat. They were too right-hand heavy,
yeah,
right? And so that was going to be an issue whether he played like Yordan, whether he stayed healthy or not. No matter what, they were going to need another left-handed bat. Here they are, still in said position, but even more so because Yordan is still missing. And now they've got even more injured. Jeremy Pena, we feel like, is going to be back probably sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
But like, aside from just the left-handed bat thing, their order has taken a significant hit between, again, Yordan, the Jeremy Pena injury, and of course, Christian Walker's another thing. Like, you know, you were expecting more from him throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, there's just a little bit more desperation within, or should be more desperation within the lineup, balancing it out, getting that left-handed bat, Yordan aside, as opposed to like, hey, we're going to go get another starting pitcher, even though we got all these guys in reserve and we seem to be able to manufacture pitching one way or another. I would be really disappointed if they come away from the trade deadline without a left-handed bat and there's just another starter. There's another Kikuchi situation.
I get your point, and frankly, I would be disappointed too, but to me, feelings got nothing to do with it. You know, you need a pitcher. you know.
See what I'm saying? Like, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
It doesn't make sense to me how it is that they are as desperate in that regard with all of the guys that they've had.
You are 100% right. They shouldn't. I would be extremely disappointed. It would be a shame. But that has nothing to do with what they need the most. They need a number three pitcher.
What about the fact, let me throw this to you as a little bit of pushback. What about the fact that they've been able to somehow, some way, figure it out with whoever the hell it is these guys are that are pitching? I'm talking about, in no disrespect, but the Brandon Walters and Colton Gordons and Ryan Gustos of the world. Yeah. They've been able to make it work with these guys. We've seen them do it before. Mm-hmm. That's how Spencer Arrighetti becomes Spencer Arrighetti and how J.P. France becomes the J.P. France that we know.
Yeah.
Another guy who's on the shelf. So, like, to me, it also matters that they are able to figure out pitching, whether it's a new guy that they bring in or if it's a guy that they have, you know, had kind of in reserve or in the minors that just turns out to be a guy that you weren't expecting. To me, it seems like they're able to make do, to kind of simplify it. And they're able to make do a little bit more with pitching than they are with their lineup.
And I agree with that, too. But again, you can make the same argument with what they were able to figure it out without a left-handed bat to the tune of a second-best record in the American League. You know, so my big thing is Myers and Pena. Got to get those guys back.
Yeah. It's a conundrum, honestly. Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because I don't know if there's a wrong answer here. It's just kind of about, and this is where feelings do come into play. Where do you lean? What's your hunch on what's more desperate? What do you need a little bit more?
And I think the thing that is most concerning for me is that it's not going to be made abundantly clear, or maybe I'm just wrong, and it is abundantly clear right now, and I'm just not feeling it the right way. But like, I think you guys have laid out the reasons why on both fronts. I go, I don't know how to make this decision, and this is where executives make their money, being able to look at what's happening here and go, you have a lot of guys that should be answers, that could even be answers for you pitching-wise. Will they be?
Yeah.
Will they actually come back? And, of course, I imagine from the inside of the Astros executives front office, they look at this because they're the ones who have constantly given us those return timelines, and I'm sure that they do believe it. But should they believe that the return timeline is going to be there and they get that? That will give you some level of answers on how aggressive they should be or not to be in acquiring a pitcher. The fact that I was looking at it in July, the month of July, which, of course, we're midway through at this point, the Astros have actually been one of the better teams at extra base hits. One of the things that slugging has not been good for them this year, except it started trending up in the month of July towards the end. Does that kind of point to the idea of maybe you can find a way to make it shake, especially if you find ways to get Pena and Myers back healthy, that you don't need to go too heavily into the idea of manufacturing your ways to get at some other bats, even if you need a left-handed bat? They've done a pretty good job with the platoon hitting as of right now. So, like, those are the things that I keep looking at. I'm like, I don't know how to read the tea leaves on this. This is such a weird team to exist with in this season.
Yeah, and so in baseball, there are so many numbers, and it's such a long season, and so you can break down the math in a bunch of different ways and tell a bunch of different stories depending on what you get, right? But my colleague over at the Houston Chronicle, Matt Kawahara, pointed this out, how the Astros ranked 22nd in the majors in OPS in left field and at second base, And so this is pre-All-Star break. And 23rd at the DH spot. So we're talking about Yordan's spot. Of course, we're talking about another one of Yordan's, two of his spots, left field and at DH. So it's not like it's been all good. It's been pretty good as of late.
Yeah.
But we've talked about it plenty on this station, how they've had sort of an issue, even though they've been able to make do. Here's an issue that I'm having as I play out the hypothetical that you just kind of presented there, Reggie. It's like, okay, you go get the starting pitcher, and we're all doing the what if and when's the guy going to come back? Are they going to come back and all that?
Yeah.
You go get the starting pitcher. You spend whatever capital it takes to go get like a legitimate guy. And then two or three of these guys show up, and they're ready for you. And it's not a big problem because, hey, now you got these reinforcements. You got this guy that you just traded for. Oh, and look, Christian Javier, Spencer Arrigetti, and Luis Garcia are ready to pitch for you.
Now you're just talking crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, if that does happen, I'm like, okay, well, great. They got the pitching depth to get you through a postseason run, which is, look, I'm not complaining about that. Mm-hmm. But now you got a luxury item and you still haven't addressed this one hole. So that's the hypothetical that I'm playing out. You go get that guy and then these other guys show up. There ain't no other left-handed bat that's showing up. Mm-hmm. We understand Yordan could come back, but you still needed more than that even before he got injured.
But that's also how they got here.
Sure.
With that pitching staff being something like that, you know. But I am interested. Are you in the same place? I said this earlier and you were listening and Reggie kind of raised an eyebrow. Do something. I'm at that place. The window is open. We don't know if next year it's going to be open, much less, you know, 2-3 years.
Yeah, I've long stopped being the guy that covets prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I can't even tell you when this started, but the Astros have been on this run for so long now. It's just like, hey, I don't have, and I'm glad to be in this space as an Astros fan to where I'm not like monitoring our farm system mm-hmm. to see who's the next guy. If anything, I'm monitoring to see, are these guys tradable? Like,
yeah.
is this a guy that I could present to another team and say, hey, give me your mm-hmm. Yusei Kikuchi equivalent.
Yeah.
You know, like that's more so the way that I view, almost like with Nick Caserio and the fourth and fifth round draft picks.
Yeah.
Like, you're not hung up on, let me go look at the crazy mocks that go all the way deep into the fourth and fifth rounds. Like, mm-hmm. no, what is Nick going to do to, you know, to work his jelly, if you will, like to turn that into something. So that's more so where I am, like, kind of to your point is like, hey, no, let's not fall in love with prospects. As much as I am rooting for Bryce Matthews as a local guy and all of that kind of stuff, like, I want him to do well, whether it's with the Astros or elsewhere, but I'm not so married to that idea mm-hmm. that, like, I'm going to be stingy about a potential run, you know, especially being at this stage of the window or of the run, if you will, of not knowing how many more years they're going to be able to pull this stuff off.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, go out there and get a guy. Do something, bro. Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's fair. I appreciate you saying that. I think that's the thing that I was having trouble with. But you mentioned the Nick Caserio comparison, and I do wonder if that is also where I was thinking, and maybe I'm just getting too far ahead of myself, because I start thinking about, okay, but a different circumstance is going to require you, I would imagine, to operate just a little differently. We were just talking mm-hmm. about the number of guys, especially come next year when CJ and Will Anderson, and Will Anderson Jr. inevitably get their, you know, game-changing money. That changes the way that you have to operate. The landscape is different, and you have to operate differently in that space. So I think that you have to have a little bit more care for those middle-round guys, because that is where you possibly find the cheap labor that helps, you know, make all of the other stuff work, right? And similarly, in my mind, somehow I guess I've gotten to a place where I go, eventually, especially as you don't have as much available to you, you might need to lean on the types of guys that are in the high portions of a farm. And if you continue to deplete it, like, yes, you've been great about having the next guy and finding wherever the next mm-hmm. answer is going to be. As you're getting towards the close of a window, do you shut the door on yourself trying to make a run by depleting the farm entirely? I don't know.
It's a common theme of not sacrificing. We hear executives and personnel folks talk about this all the time, not sacrificing the future for the present. But for me, the Astros for so long, you know, you only think in terms of the present because the present is so prolific. You know, the present is so, it feels so rewarding right now as opposed to looking further down the road. So, like, I don't know. I guess that's the benefit of being a fan and not being in that position to have to actually answer that question.
Yeah.
Or to actually, like, put it in practice. You get to say, no, I want right now. I don't have to worry about next year, the year, the further years down the line. The World Series window is today. Mm-hmm. So go get me a guy today.
That is fair. That is fair. Maybe I just need to lean back on one of my favorite quotes from the greatest show in the history of American television, The Wire. Scare money don't make none.
It doesn't. Yeah. No. It doesn't. That's, all right. That's true.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. B. Scott's thoughts, as you always get at 1120 right here in the loop. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including that thought process that we were going on to maybe revolutionize college football. That's not happening. I'll tell you what that is, and we'll get into more next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.